When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Here with me for the first time is Miles Hartsfield from Sayreville High School in Parlin, New Jersey. He's a running back in the upcoming class of 2015, running back, and also plays on the defensive side at corner as well. So a little bit of defense, a little bit of offense, as he's looking to see what school is going to suit him best. He's early in his recruitment, and he currently has three offers, those offers coming from Cincinnati, Rutgers, and Syracuse. And I'm happy to finally have Miles on the show. Miles, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. And Miles, these first three offers that you've received, they're all former Big East schools. Cincinnati's now in the American. Rutgers will be joining the Big Ten. And Syracuse is in the ACC. What can you say about the offers you received so far? And we'll start with Cincinnati. What can you say about Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, it was a big surprise. I never heard a lot about from Cincinnati, but it was a great opportunity to meet the coach. And he told me a lot about the school. And that's mostly about Cincinnati. It was a great opportunity.
As far as Rutgers, what did you take away from them so far? I mean, were they a shock too? Was it something you expected? What can you say about Rutgers?
Rutgers, it wasn't really a big shock because I got offered at the 7-on-7 when we went for my school. And, well, I went to, after he just, Coach Flood pulled me aside and he offered me there. So it really wasn't a big surprise. So, and I grew up around Rutgers, so it was great to get my first offer underneath my belt in my sophomore year. So,
then looking at the other school that has offered you at Syracuse University, what can you say about the Orange and what your relationship is like with them?
Syracuse, it's a great school. I grew up watching their basketball, watched their football a lot, and they're upcoming team on the rise. It looks like a team that that you want to be around. The coaches are nice. Athletic trainers are nice. It's a great environment. It's cold, but I could deal with the cold. But it's a great town, one place where you want to be. It's a great place.
Now, Miles, when I asked you about these three schools, the one that sounded like you had the biggest inflection in your voice as far as excitement was Syracuse. Is that fair to say that Syracuse is the school that's really got you focused on them right now?
I wouldn't say that. It's just that it's the newest one, and it's a great. It's just showing that Syracuse had a lot of interest in me, and showing that all my hard work didn't go to waste. But it's a great school. It's one of my top choices so far, and I'm still going to keep my options open. I'm not going to make a decision too early, so I got a lot of time.
Miles, when would you like to make your decision? Obviously, you have coming up in 2014, you'll have another season, and then before you know it, you'll be heading to the college that, you know, you're obviously going to have to sit down and choose from there. What can you say about where your head's at right now and when you would like to make your decision?
Me and my parents sat down the other day, and we decided we're going to make my decision probably late September, so it's around that time, like during the season, but not too early.
When you chose late September of 2014 for where you're going to be choosing for 2015, how did that all come about for you? I mean, what made you and your parents decide that September was the right time to do it?
The reason I picked that is because you always gotta wait for your opportunity. You never want to choose your opportunities too quick. So I just want to leave my opportunities as long as possible and to choose the right school that I want to be, because the next 4 years of my life is going to be the best years, and I want it to be the best years. And I want it to be comfortable for my parents, myself, and for my whole family. And that's why I chose that date around there.
Now, when you talk about your family, Rutgers is obviously not too far. Syracuse isn't too far. Cincinnati would be the longest one out of all the schools that have offered so far. As far as distance goes for you, Miles, is that going to matter in your decision-making process?
Not really. My parents just want, they don't want me to go too far, but if I like a school that's far, they, they're just going to have to deal with it.
When you look at all those schools, like you said, you know, your family's just going to have to deal with what you feel is best for you. Do you have any dream school out there or anyone that you're really hoping through this whole process will offer you?
Not really.
So when you look at the schools that you have so far, and as you move forward, you're playing on both sides of the ball. What have the schools said to you? When you, Cincinnati, Rutgers, Syracuse, what have they discussed with you? Are they looking at you as a corner, as a running back? Where are they really seeing you right now?
Cincinnati, really, they said that I could play either side of the ball that I want. And I feel like I could play any side of the ball because I practice on both sides as hard as possible. But Rutgers wants me for a corner, and Syracuse wants me for running back. So I just practice both sides of the ball because I don't know which side of the ball I'm going to play in college. So you got to be the best person player you can be. So I practice both sides of the ball, and you never know.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSIG Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSIG Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSIG Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you. Make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
When you look at the fact that you're on both sides of the ball, Miles, some guys just have to concentrate on being a defensive end or being a quarterback or being a kicker or being a running back. You have to focus on being a corner and being a running back. How difficult is that for you to have to play two positions well and to be recruited in two different positions?
I feel like it's a good challenge for myself. It shows the character I have and the responsibility I show for my team. And whatever my coach wants me to play at the next level, I'll play because I work hard at that position. It's a hard challenge in high school because you gotta be able to teach the younger kids what you know at both positions. So that's how I treat it. It's just another challenge in my life.
How did it all come about that you were asked to play on both sides of the ball and be a corner and a running back? How did that all get started for you?
Freshman year, I played one scrimmage on freshman, and then I got moved up the day after for safety. But freshman year, all I played was safety. I didn't play no running back until the semifinals playoff game versus South Brunswick. I scored my first touchdown as a freshman, and then from there, I just moved up to the running back. Sophomore year, I started. I didn't start the first four games running back. But then coach saw that I was working hard. I never gave up, even though I didn't start. I gave my best at both sides of the ball. So then when we played Piscataway, it was my first start at running back. So that's when it all started, when I played both sides, the middle of my like, sophomore year.
To get recruited, and like you said, Cincinnati's looking at both. Syracuse is looking at running back. Rutgers is looking at cornerback. When you know, a lot of guys are hoping for an opportunity, just an opportunity at their position to get an offer. You're receiving offers for two different, not only two different positions, but two different phases of the game. What can you say on that? I mean, how much does it mean to you that schools are thinking that you're a good corner, and they're also thinking that you're a good running back, where most guys will only hear that they're good at the position that they're at? You're being asked to potentially be more than one. What does that mean to you?
It shows that both of my abilities on both sides of the ball, that they're great, and then I just got to keep working hard on both sides of the ball. Like I said before, you never know what side of the ball I'm going to play. So it, just to see that colleges think that I can play either side of the ball, play kick return, punt return, it just shows that I've been doing very well and all my hard work didn't go to waste.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
Who do you attribute, you know, who do you want to give thanks to in this situation, Miles, that, you know, that you could be a punt returner, a kick returner, a cornerback, a running back? Who do you want to thank for helping you to be so versatile?
First, I want to thank my cousin, Keon. He's the one that really, like, showed me that I could play at the high school level. Freshman year, he like really talked to me and told me that anything is possible, because I was a freshman coming up to varsity and he was a sophomore, so he was really like the role model, even though he was only 1 year older than me. But then at the coaching level at high school, I'd like to thank our defensive coordinator that brought me up freshman year, that gave me the chance to play defense, and then our offensive running back coach that gave me the chance my sophomore year. So
having all of this, you know, I want to start with being a corner. What would you say are your best attributes on the defensive side, being a corner? What would you say, if I was a coach looking at you, what would you want me to know about you as a cornerback?
That I'm aggressive. I don't let the wide receivers get off easy, and that I'll fill the holes. I'm not scared to put my nose into the tackle, and that my footwork is incredible. I work on it every day. In the house, outside, that's the one thing my dad wants me to do, work on your footwork. Nobody can ever take your footwork away from you. You always got to work at, even though you're good at something, you always got to work at it. So that's what I would tell college coaches, that I'm aggressive in my footwork. If I get beat, I got speed to recover.
speed, typically, when teams are looking for speed, it makes sense to go down to Florida, and even in the area of South Florida. You're in the Northeast. What can you say about being a Northeast corner and the speed that you have when there is the notion that if you want speed, you go south? Why should someone come north to get speed?
The reason you should come north is because all around the country, kids are working hard, and I feel like the Northeast is really, we're really building up New Jersey, New York, Ohio. We're really building up our teams. Like, I know the South has a lot of good players, and they breed football players down there, but I know the North is really coming together with football players, especially New Jersey. New Jersey is I feel like it's going to be a big power state in the next few years.
What makes you say that about New Jersey? Why do you think they're going to be a power state within the next few years?
The reason I say that is because I'm from New Jersey. I always got to represent New Jersey. Even if we're not doing good, I will always be New Jersey. And I feel like we have a lot of good players that are coming up this after my year, in my year, people that are graduating this year. I feel like we had one of the top recruiting class this year.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's DREISSIG apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
So as you move forward, we talked about being a corner. As far as what you're comfortable with playing, and like you said, you know, you have some more time in high school to get some more experience. When you're playing the cornerback position, what do you like? Do you like zone? Do you like man? Do you like the press? You know, what are you most comfortable with when it comes to being a cornerback? Where do you really like to see yourself?
As a corner, I like to see myself as like a press corner or an off corner. I could play zone, but I like to be the one-on-one on the wide receiver, show people that I can cover one of the best wide receivers on your team and show that I got speed, I can keep up with all the wide receivers. And that's how I feel. Like, I just go in and don't let the wide receiver get off easy or nothing.
Looking at the wide receivers that you go up against in New Jersey, what can you say about the talent that you've faced?
Semifinal game versus Manalpin this year, Saeed Blacknall, he's going to Penn State. He's a great wide receiver. We have great wide receivers in New Jersey, and it just shows that I can play with all of them. Adonis Jennings going to Pittsburgh. We have some great wide receivers in New Jersey.
Looking at the running back position on the other side, what would you say that you do the best when it comes to that, Miles? How would you describe yourself as a running back?
I feel like for my offense, we run in high school, we run a red wing tape most of the time. And I feel like when I go in motion and I get the ball, I could just see the whole field. My eyes, my vision is so great. Like, and then once I get past the defender, my breakaway speed is incredible.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
When you look at running backs in the history of the NFL and even in college sports, when you look at a running back, who do you really think that you could kind of not be the same as, but who do you take away from as a running back? Is there anybody that you've tried to really focus on their game and learn from them?
Well, my dad's good friend was in the NFL. He was a Giants player, O.J. Anderson. I really looked up to him as a kid. He used to always be around. He came to one of my football games as a young kid when I played for several Leprechauns. So that's one of the guys even though he's not during my generation, I used to always watch his highlight films, and it was just great growing up with a guy that I knew that could be a role model for me.
When you look at being a corner and you look at being a running back, how does being a cornerback help you to be a good running back, and vice versa? How does being a good running back help you to be a productive corner?
Being a corner makes me a good running back. My footwork for a running back has to be the same as a corner, because when you're breaking down as a running back, you still have to have good hips, and so that's how I feel for a corner being a running back. And being a running back for a corner, my aggressiveness. After when I'm going up on a linebacker, I can shake him both ways, or I could try to run him over. Because I don't feel like that's what I gotta work on.
What would you like to? I mean, when you look at overall what you want to work on, what does that list include for you, Miles?
When I gotta work on something, it's just a challenge. When I'm in the weight room, I feel like I just gotta attack the day, like. When I'm in the weight room, it's just another day to get better. When I wake up, it's another day to get better. So that's how I feel. What I got to work on right now, I feel like I have to work on my weight and my hip movements at corner.
As you currently stand and how much you weigh, what is your height and weight currently?
6'1", 180.
What would you like to see yourself as far as what you can control, which is your weight?
I can see myself once basketball's over. I'm in the gym, but not as much because basketball is 3 games a week. So after basketball's over, I'm getting into weight room a lot, like every day, Sunday through Friday to Saturday. So I can see myself after this year like 195. 195, 200.
When you look at, you know, getting ready and getting prepared, basketball is something that may not make sense to everybody that has, you know, when you look at a football player, you say, well, why do they play basketball? Or if they're getting recruited, how does this help them? And so I want to ask you this, and I've asked some of the other recruits before as well that have played other sports, what does basketball do to make you a better corner and a better running back? How does basketball help you?
That's what helps me, because at first I wasn't going to play basketball. I was just going to run winter track and spring track. But then I got talked into it by one of the guys that works at our school. He said that's what helps you with your hip movement by playing defense and your footwork, because you got to be fast on your feet. You can't have your feet just standing there, so you got to be moving your feet constantly. So it's getting me better at my footwork and my hip movement. That's the one thing I got to work on as a corner, so it's helping me with that.
You also brought up kick returner and punt returner, Miles, so that would put you in all three phases of the game. As a kick returner and a punt returner, obviously you have to have speed, you have to have good footwork, and you have to have good hands. We talked about speed, we talked about footwork. What do you do to make sure that you have good hands? I mean, you're a corner, so you got to be able to intercept the ball when need be. So how does this all kind of come together, being a running back, being a corner, kick returner, punt returner? What would you say about how good your hands are and how much you would have confidence in yourself if you were put there as a kick returner or a punt returner?
I work on it every day. Me and my dad, we have this tennis ball drill when I have to sit in the chair and he's just throwing a tennis ball. I have to catch it. It's going nonstop. So that's how I work on my hands. Even though it's snowing outside, I'm in my basement catching tennis balls off the wall, making sure my hands are still good, because I'll put it to work. So you just always got to work out from when football is over to when football starts.
If you got asked to be a punt returner or a kick returner and not to be a corner, not to be a running back, if Syracuse, Cincinnati, Rutgers, if they said to you right now, we want you on our team, and then you say, okay, and then you choose one, and they say, all three of them say the same thing. They say, if you want to get on the field as a true freshman, you got to be either a kick returner or a punt returner. What do you think about that opportunity, and how would you respond?
I would just use it as another challenge again, because I feel like I could be a good kick returner, because I was a good kick returner last year. So I would just take it and run with it. If I could get on the field as a freshman, any possible way to help the team that I'm on, it would be incredible.
Running in a touchdown, intercepting the ball and running back a touchdown, or on a return getting a touchdown, what do you think, when you look at all those, when you picture all those in your mind, kick return for a touchdown, punt return, those can kind of be interchangeable, but running the ball in, intercepting the ball and taking it in, or bringing the ball in to the end zone on a punt return or a kick return, which one sticks out the most to you that you think would be the most exciting for you, or the one that you've experienced that's the most exciting?
I feel like interception for a take back, because I feel like that's a game changer. When you get an interception, even if you don't run it back, it's a game changer. You could be down by 21. If you get an interception, you take it to the house, that's a very momentum builder. Like, you could build off of that. So that's what I would pick.
As far as your relationships go with these schools, I know you said Cincinnati was kind of a shock. Rutgers, you didn't grow up too far, and Syracuse is most recent. As far as the coaching staffs go, or who you've been able to talk to, or how things have been going, what is your relationship like with these schools? I mean, is there anybody that sticks out to you, or any relationships you've started to build?
I'm really starting to build a relationship with the Syracuse family, and I have a great relationship with the Rutgers family, because they're right next door. It's a great relationship with all these coaches, so I can't really pick a school that I have a better relationship with.
You said you're starting one with Syracuse. What's that relationship been like? I mean, who have you built a bond with, and how has everything been going?
I built a relationship with their recruiting director. So I built a really good relationship with him. I've been talking to him a lot on Twitter. So it's been getting along there. So...
having that with Eric White, the recruiting coordinator of Syracuse, how would you describe your relationship with him so far? You know, what do you talk about, and, you know, how comfortable are you? Kind of go into your relationship with Eric White and what's that been like.
It's great. He's always sending me messages saying how he wants me to come down there to see the campus. He wants me to be the help them win their next title, and he's just always he's always building up my self-esteem. Like, he's always building me up and never pulling me down. So
when you look at that relationship that you have with Syracuse and moving forward for you, Miles, everything that you've gone through and everything that you've done, what can you say about, you know, when someone's building you up and they're creating that relationship, what can you say about, you know, what that does for you? Because obviously you have to believe in yourself, and I'm sure you have loved ones around you that believe in you, but when a school reaches out and they believe in you, how does that make you feel that even if you're having a bad day, they're always trying to bring you up?
When a school even messages you for the first time, it just shows that they care about you. They just ask you, what's your home address? It just shows that they have interest in you, and then that you're not just playing football for no reason. And I'm not saying that kids play football for no reason if they don't go nowhere. I'm just saying that if a school is looking at you, it doesn't matter if it's D1 to D3, that you have something special and you should be grateful for it.
Before I let you go, Miles, I want to take a look at who you are as a person, you know, not just on the field, but off the field as well. If you were sitting across from a school that you really wanted to go to, you wanted an offer from them, you wanted to commit to them, what should they know about you if they asked you for a mission statement on who you are as a person, even beyond being a football player?
I'm a kid that's just trying to live a regular life. I know I have something special in football, but I'm a kid that grew up going to church every day. My dad's a deacon at the church, so I'm growing around the church. I do a lot of community work in the town, and I just like to build. I like to talk to kids like freshmen and stuff, just to tell them that don't ever stop working hard, because your hard work will always pay off in the long run. You never want to stop working, even if you know you're not the best person on the team. You never stop working.
Your relationship with God, Miles, I know you just brought up your faith a little bit. What can you say about your relationship with God and the importance that has in your life?
God is my number one person. I thank God every night. I pray for him. I tell him to pray for me, because you never know when you're going to take your last breath. So I just thank God for giving me this opportunity to express my talents and on TV one day, and just let him give me, and just thanking my parents and telling them to thank everybody.
Lastly, there was a defensive back that came out of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Rodney Williams, that made the decision to go to Syracuse. Do you know of him at all? Have you gone up against him? And if so, I mean, what has your conversation been like with Rodney?
Nah, I haven't. I haven't gone up against him. I don't know much about him, so.
Okay, well, perfect. Figured I would ask you either way. But I definitely appreciate having you on the show, Miles, and I definitely look forward to, as your recruiting continues and everything continues for you, I would love to have you back on the show and talk with you. It sounds like you're somebody who has a lot of different things to be thankful about and a lot of different opportunities that may come up as time goes by, and I'd love to have you back on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora to talk about it.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, thank you. Take care of yourself. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, you have a nice day.
Once again, I would like to thank Miles Hartsfield for coming on to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora here on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop for the incoming class of 2015 out of Sayreville High School in Parlin, New Jersey, stating that college programs around the country should be focusing on that area of the Northeast, and specifically in the state of New Jersey. Big words from Miles Hartsfield, who's being looked at as a running back, a cornerback, and also as a returner. Truly appreciate having him on the show, and the versatility could help him out in his recruiting process. I would also like to give a special thanks to Carvel DeWitt. You heard from them during the show. Located on 4322 East Genesee Street, right at the end of Erie Boulevard in DeWitt, minutes from Syracuse University. please head over there, try them out. If you've never been to Carvel, seriously, I mean, what's going on? If you've never, if someone says to you, have you ever had a piece of ice cream cake, and you say no, or you say yes, but not Carvel, you're missing out. Carvel is the ice cream cake. They are the home when it comes to anniversaries, parties, whatever's going on, holidays, special moments, weddings. When it comes to showing a loved one how much you care and you want to do something special, something simple, something nice for them, head over to Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street. For this Valentine's Day, my fiance, she's always loved Hello Kitty, and so I gave her a very special Carvel cake that has her favorite character on there. So, you know, you never lose the child at heart. Some people like Cookie Puss and all the Fudgy the Whale, things that have been around with Carvel for so long, and then you can make your own individual like I did for my fiance. So it could be anything that you're thinking of off the top of your head. Carvel DeWitt will try and do their best for you to make that come alive. I've never left Carvel DeWitt with a cake that I wasn't happy with a sundae that I didn't like, and I want to thank Jay Cartini and his staff for doing that. They're what makes it possible. The Carvel product is great, but Carvel DeWitt goes one step further and makes things even better by the way that they treat you and how they do what they do, how they create everything they do. Fresh, handmade daily are the ice cream cakes. Make sure you head out to Carvel DeWitt. I also want to give a special thanks to Dreisig Apparel, who helps me look good whenever I go out to a game or do an interview. Whenever I'm out there in the professional world, Dreisig Apparel outfits me well, helps me to look good and feel good and be comfortable in the clothing that I'm wearing with by providing the polo shirts that I have for Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, as well as helping me to feel comfortable when I'm relaxing, going out and doing a fan event, or giving something away with the Wake Up Call with Dan Satora t-shirts and hats. And I'm happy to be featuring for the Syracuse fan base the Wake Up Call with Dan Satora for the first time ever orange and blue t-shirts that you'll be able to get at upcoming events. So make sure you get prepared for those and get yourself one of those that you can go and wear at a game, not only at the Carrier Dome, but on the road and in the ACC tournament and the NCAA tournament. So make sure that you get out to our events. Stay tuned to wakeupcalldt.com as well as facebook.com/wakeupcalldt. And Twitter at CallDT, that's CallDT, to find out when those events are happening and how you can get yourself an orange and blue special Wake Up Call with Dan Satora t-shirt in support of the Syracuse Orange fan base. So make sure you get to that. And, of course, the original white and the original hot pink that we have to give away that we've had for years, thanks to Dreisig Apparel. Let them outfit your event, your business, your team, whatever it may be. Dreisig Apparel, head there. It's dreisigapparel.com. That's Dreisig Apparel.com. All one word. Check them out. I've used them for years. I've trusted in them to represent my business, something that I care about so very much. They can help you to represent what you care about so much by going to Dreisig Apparel. .com. I also want to thank DreisigLady.com, Dreisig Lady.com. That commercial will be coming up very soon. Make sure you look out for the unveiling of the DreisigLady.com commercial exclusively first right here on Wake Up Call DT.com. And it's basically just in addition to Dreisig Apparel, this is the lady line, the bamboo line that helps you have comfortable, relaxing clothing, and the athletic line when you're out there working out, going for a jog, taking care of the kids, whatever it may be for the businesswoman, the stay-at-home mom, the student, the teacher, whoever you are. When you're a female and you want to feel good in the clothing, and let's face it, every woman wants to feel good in the clothes she's wearing, wants to feel confident in the clothes she's wearing, and wants her clothes to be able to move with her. Without her having to go home and change and go through all these wardrobes, she wants to be able to wake up in the morning, put the clothes on, go throughout her day, and enjoy her day and feel comfortable as your day gets busy, because any woman is a working woman, and I respect you all. head to drysiglady.com, and I'm telling you right now, you will not be disappointed with their brand, with their company, and what they offer you, all the women out there that I respect. drysiglady.com, that's DREISSIG lady. .com, and keeping with the internet, fanhands.com. You heard from them. The ultimate sports fan accessory are fan hands. You heard me clapping at the beginning of the commercial. Fan hands enhance your clap. When you're on the road at an event, let's say you're going out and you're seeing your team on the road, and there's 100 of you, and there's 10,000 of the home team. When there's 100 people with fan hands on, all of a sudden 100 people sounds like over 1,000 and continues to go exponentially with the more people that you have. So when it comes to wanting to be loud on the road, at home, in the tournament, wherever you may be, outdoors, indoors, fanhands.com will outfit you by slipping on a pair of fan hands. That's all you need. You never have to lose your voice again screaming. You clap like every single person does. The universal language of a fan is clapping your hands. Do it with fanhands.com, and your team will not be disappointed knowing that you're supporting them wherever they go. I also want to give a special thanks to Pole Position Raceway in Syracuse on the third floor of Destiny USA. If you haven't been there, you have to go out and check out Pole Position Raceway. When I say check out, I'm not saying just watch the racers go by. I'm saying get in one of your cars and make it happen. It goes up to 45 miles an hour. You can go as fast as you want to, as slow as you want to. I'll admit, when I started out, had to slow it down a little bit, had to get to know the track a little bit. But this, if you've ever been to Walt Disney World and you've been on test track, this is what it reminds me of. Except for nobody's running the ride for you. You are the ride. You're in control. It's so much fun. I'm looking at the opportunity of having my groomsmen go over there, because you can have up to 10 people on the track, and I have 7 groomsmen for my upcoming wedding. I'm looking to take them all out and have the 8 of us go on the track, race around together. You could take a bachelorette party. You could take your business. If you just hired a bunch of interns, or you hired a bunch of workers and you want to have a team building exercise, or if you have a kids party, or if there's a snow day, and you had Bobby stay over with your son Tim, and Bobby and Tim are looking for something to do, take them over to Pole Position Raceway. Or if you have the girls all together for a party, and you have your little 7-year-old, and Stacy has 7 of her friends, and she wants to do something different, Mommy, well, guess what? Take her over to Pole Position Raceway. Get Stacy and her friends in the car. They'll have a great time. It's truly different. It's exhilarating. It really is so much fun, because it brings out the kid and the adult. And obviously the kid gets to be a kid and live out a dream of theirs, maybe. Or maybe they never thought about getting out on a track, and this is something that's their first time to do it. But I'll tell you, after you do it a first time, you want to get back in the car and do it again. I can't thank Pole Position Raceway enough for getting me in the car for the first time and helping me to really get what they're doing and get the whole experience. Because like I've told you before, I will never promote a product or a service that I don't use myself or don't believe in. I definitely think Pole Position Raceway, after sitting in the car and going around the track, once you do it, you want to do it again. It's not a one-time deal. You want to go back. You're going to be that repeat customer, because it's just a lot of fun. And to be completely honest, there's nothing else like it, so you can't simulate it anywhere else. You get to be the driver. Doesn't matter how old you are. So there you go, parents. Take your kids out. If they're going to be going for their licenses soon or their permits, put them on the track. Get them to feel it out a little bit. That way, if they bang into the side a little bit, you could say, hey, you know what? It's on this track. It's safe. We weren't on the streets of New York. We're right here, safe indoors. So it really is a ton of fun for anyone of any age, and you'll definitely want to head back again after you do it a first time. And finally, I want to give a special thanks to Salt City Billiards. They gave me the opportunity to rekindle one of my passions that I had as a kid that my dad helped me to really build, and that was shooting pool. Just being able to go out. I mean, think about it. How many sports can you go out, get yourself a drink, have some food, have good conversation and still be playing the sport. You can't eat a cheeseburger while you're on the court with basketball. You can't get a salad when you're playing football on the field. But when it comes to shooting pool, you can get food, have that conversation, grab a drink, and just really, you know, you can rekindle friendships, make new friends, come out with the family, have a family reunion, bring your son out. And that's something that I really appreciate, is when a father or a mother brings their child out to just spend some time together, quality time, where you can actually talk to each other. I mean, this is not something like where you're sitting and you have to be silent. You're not in any of those areas. You're shooting pool. So there's that conversation that you can have where your attention is obviously playing the game, but you can also keep in touch with those that you care about. And I appreciate one of the dads I got to meet that brought his son out, and he said, you know, Dan, there's really not a lot for me to do with my son. There's not a lot of places that we can go. He's younger. So where do I take him? And he decided to go to Salt City Billiards. He met me. We started talking, and he said, you know, because of you, we're going to come back here. And they have. They've come back for weeks, and they've spent that quality time together. And that means the world to me that my dad brought me out to play pool when I was a kid, and now someone else's father is bringing him out to play pool, and that I've gotten to meet that family, very nice family, that now they are going to have these memories, and I just feel very special. You know, I feel a part of that. And Salt City Billiards allows you to have that. They allow you to build those memories, and they're constantly upgrading and changing things for the better. So that's a great part of it, is that when I met this father and son, this is when Salt City Billiards had looked the way that it had for years, and then they keep coming back. All of a sudden, there's more things going on. There's changes. There's additions. Everything that you're seeing at Salt City Billiards is upgrading it even more so. So you think about going there, shooting pool, having a good time, and now you get to enjoy even more and have even better experience of being at Salt City Billiards. And you can find Salt City Billiards right on Brewerton Road. It's 3707 Brewerton Road, right by the airport, right when you get off 81, minutes from 81 as well as Northern Lights. You'll find it on 3707 Brewerton Road, Salt City Billiards. Truly a place where you can rack them up and have a great time. Thank you so much to everyone that's been a part of my family, everyone that has believed in Dan Satora Broadcast Media, not only my partners, but with you as well, my family, my friends, my listeners who have become friends, many of you. Thank you so much for all of the love, all of the support, and believing in me and coming to me for these stories. I can't thank you enough for being a part of my history, my life, most importantly, my passion, what I love doing. I never work a day in my life. That's the beauty of it. And I thank God for that every single day above all things. So take care of yourselves. Be well. Make sure you download the app onto your smartphone. It's on the Apple Store and the Google Play Store, Sports DT. That's SportsDT. You can also find me on Facebook once again, facebook.com/wakeupcalldt. On YouTube, youtube.com/wakeupcalldt. And on Twitter, @calldt. That's CALLDT. So plenty of ways to get involved. Make sure you have them all ready to go so that when the information comes out, you'll be the first one to it. And thank you so much for caring about what I do. I appreciate it. And I care about you all. God bless you. Be well. And we'll talk very soon here on WakeUpCallDT.com, where sports truly meets life.